Hebrews chapter number 1. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners, that word divers there just talking about different ways, different manners, He spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds, who, being the brightness of His glory, and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself, He didn't need no help. He don't need your help. He didn't need anybody else's help. By Himself, He purged our sins and sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high, being so much better, made so much better than the angels, as He hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said He at any time, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee, and again I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again He bringeth in the first begotten into the world. He saith, and let all the angels of God worship Him. Here's where we're going tonight. We're going to pray in just a moment and ask you to pray with us. But we've been talking about the doctrines in the Bible. The doctrine that we're on now is the doctrine of Christ. We spent a night or two on the pre-incarnation. Then we spent a night or two on the birth of Jesus. Then a night or two on the life of Jesus. Then a night or two on the death of Jesus. And then a night or two on the resurrection of Jesus and the ascension of Jesus. And what I want to talk about tonight is the present ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. If I was going to give this a subtitle, I would borrow it from Brother James Jones. I heard this years ago. I don't remember much. Every once in a while, something sticks in my craw, and I remember it. He read that verse number 3 and said, I want to preach on what's he doing sitting there. Glory to God. He went back and sat down at the right hand of the Father. And I want to talk tonight about his ministry, what he's doing sitting there tonight. Amen. Pray with me. Father, I thank you tonight for the privilege to be in the house of God. Thank you for the good spirit, Lord, among your people. Lord, there's an excitement in the air. Lord Jesus, you're coming soon. And Lord, we want to be found faithful. We want to be found, Lord, on the battlefield. We want to be found, Lord, having put our trust and our faith in you, Lord, that we might be used for your honor and glory in these days. Thank you, God, for this book of Hebrews. I pray you'll bless it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. The doctrine of Christ, the present ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to 1 Peter on the heels of what I just read in your hearing in Hebrews. In 1 Peter chapter 3, the Bible said, For Christ also once suffered for our sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened in the spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, which sometimes were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was preparing, wherein few, that is, 8 souls, were saved by water. That like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God. Watch this. By the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Here's where we're going tonight. Who is gone into heaven and is sit down at the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. He's sitting there tonight in a position of authority. I'm going to say some things throughout the message I believe will bless your socks off. Amen. Because it sure blessed me when God gave me the thoughts. Amen. What's he doing sitting there tonight? Give you 3 things. Don't get excited, but I'm going to give you 3 things. Amen. There might be 2 pages of notes on one thing. I can't tell you what's going on. But listen, it's just scripture printed out mostly. But I'll give you 3 things tonight. What's he doing sitting there? Number 1, he's helping the Christian. He's helping the child of God tonight. Amen. You say, Pastor, I didn't know he's doing anything for me. Maybe you ain't talked to him today. Say amen. You know, he's sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for us. Amen. Now listen, the Word of God said, I like to look up things sometimes. Where was the first mention of help? Does anybody know? It's in the book of Genesis. You know what it said? Here's what it said in the book of Genesis. And the Lord God said, it's not good that man should be alone. I will make a help meet for him. How many of you husbands can say it's better with a help meet? Say amen. I'll tell you what, you better enjoy her while you have her. Say amen. And you better treat her right. Amen. Love her like Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. But I thought that's something. God looked down on man and said everything he said. I said, it's good. And it's good. And it's good. He made a man from the dust of the earth, breathed into him the nostrils of life. And he said, oh, there's something that ain't good. It ain't good for that man to be alone. I need to send him some help. Well, guess what, child of God? When we knelt on that altar and got saved by the grace of God, God knew we was going to need some help. We couldn't make it from here to heaven all by ourselves. Say amen. We're going to need some help. That's why Jesus is sitting at the right hand of God the Father. That's why Jesus said, I'll send you another comforter. I'm going to send you one just like me. Amen. He's going to be closer than the throne of God. He's going to live in the tabernacle and temple of our body. Amen. What a blessing that is. Let me give you this tonight. He's helping the Christian. I see help for the Christian in the beginning of our Christian experience. Let me say this to you tonight. You can believe it or not, none of us would be saved without his help. I hope before I get through reading these verses, you'll understand. We didn't get saved without his help. He had to help us. Amen. Listen to what the Bible said in Hebrews 7:17 and following. For he testifieth, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. For there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before for the weakness and the unprofitableness thereof. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God. And insomuch as not without an oath he was made priest. For those priests were made without an oath, but with an oath, or made not without an oath, but with an oath by him that said unto him, the Lord swear and I will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. By so much was Jesus made surety of a better testament. And they truly were many priests because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, that's the one I want to talk about tonight. This man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. I could take you probably within 100 yards of where I was laying beside of a log in the woods in Wise County, Virginia. Amen. I was laying alongside of that log with a flashlight and a New Testament, waiting on it to get daylight so a turkey could gobble. Amen. I was reading that New Testament and I come across them two words, unchangeable priesthood. Glory to God, I'm telling you, he's sitting there tonight just like he was when he sat down. Amen. Nothing's changed. Amen. He's the Lord. He changes not. Watch this. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. You like that tonight? For such a high priest became us, who was holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins, and then for the people's. For this he did once, when he offered up himself. You say, Pastor, what do you mean he's able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him? There is no other way to come unto God. You must come by him. Say amen. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Listen to me. You didn't just decide to get saved one day. You had some help. Amen. The Lord, how many can remember the Lord working even before you got saved? Amen. I'm telling you, he was working the circumstances in your life. And he was helping you, amen, to get to a place of repentance and a place of faith. And I'm telling you tonight, when you look at it the way the Bible looks at it, you'll never be bragging on yourself. You'll forever be bragging on Him and thanking God for His grace and thanking God for His mercy, because we couldn't do it alone. We had to have some help. Notice in our text here something tonight. Would you please? The Word of God said, by Himself purged our sins. That's exactly right. Now listen, you say, Pastor, what did I have to do with salvation? Jesus, the Bible said, salvation is of the Lord. All you and I had to do was yield. Say amen. We had to yield. Amen. It was God that wooed. It was God, beloved, that convicted us of our sin. All we had to do was yield to that convicting power of the Holy Ghost. So there was help in the beginning of our Christian experience. And I've already said some things about this tonight. But there's also help on the journey in our Christian experience. How many needed some help along the way? Glory to God, I'm telling you tonight. Listen to what the Bible said. The Bible said, for the law maketh men high priests which have infirmity. But the word of the oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son who is consecrated forevermore. Romans chapter 8, verse 27. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Oh, listen to me tonight. Sometimes you get in a place and you've got to know God's will. You need to find God's will and you want to do God's will. Let me tell you something tonight, beloved. There's one to help us. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. Amen. And He's interceding for us. If you go back to our text in Hebrews chapter number 1 and verse number 3, He sat down. The Word of God said He sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. That speaks of authority. And beloved, listen, the Word of God said that God is a very present help. Amen. And a present help in a time of trouble. He's our refuge. He's our strength. He's a present help in trouble. I thank God. Listen, sometimes, beloved, we got to get in trouble before we realize we need help. Oh, Peter, when he took out of that boat and he made a few steps there, I'm going to tell you something right now. He wasn't interested in help till he was sinking. Somebody say amen. When he started down, the hand went up. Amen. Aren't you glad? Thank God. Listen, when we get to heaven, we're going to understand it all then. Sometimes we get in a place and we don't know why we're going through this. We don't know why this dark valley. But God's going to put that whole puzzle together. Amen. I don't like working puzzles. Amen. That's for people that can see colors. I don't like it. Amen. Not near a bit. Amen. I just look at shapes and try to put it together, and I don't do much of that. Amen. But anyway, let me tell you something. God's going to put that puzzle together, and we're going to look back down and say, oh, Lord, I see now what you're doing. Amen. Let me give you something tonight. I want you to remember what I'm about to say. Sometimes God, not always, but sometimes God uses adversity to get you where He wants you. Are you listening to me tonight? Not always. How many times did God use adversity in the life of the children of Israel to get them where He wanted them, back in that place of fellowship with Him? And so there's help in the beginning of our Christian experience. There's help on the journey in our Christian experience. God is helping the Christian. That's what He's doing sitting there at the right hand of the Father. Listen, how many knows there's some things in life that hurts? How many knows that some of the things that hurts, we look back and later we figure out it was helping? I remember chasing that boy when I was young. I've told you about this. And chasing him down the street where we lived there in Edgewood, Maryland. I fell down. And man, I'm telling you, I buried 6 or 8 of them little gravels in my knee. I remember it like it was yesterday. If you went through this, you'd remember it too. I went back. I mean, there's my dad. He's got his tweezers. He looks at Mama and says, honey, go in there and get me some peroxide. And she comes back and says, honey, we ain't got no peroxide. He said, what have we got? I said, all we got is alcohol. My dad said, well, bring me the alcohol. Amen. I wish I'd have drunk it. Instead of him pouring it in my knee. Amen. I'm telling you, he set me on fire. It hurts. Say amen. I've never seen anything heal up so fast in all of my life. That thing was scabbing over and the scab's falling off in 2 or 3 days. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, there's things in life that hurts. Hurts to the quick. Hurts to the core. But that one that's sitting right there, he ain't doing what he's doing to hurt us. He's helping us. along the way. He's not done what's going on in our life. It's not there to destroy us, but to develop us that we might be a better Christian for the glory of God Almighty. Amen. Listen, not only is there help in the beginning and help on the journey in the middle, but I thank God I've got a Bible that teaches me there's help at the end for the Christian. Amen. I've been with a lot of people, it seems like, these years that's leaving out on us. Amen. I don't know if it's just because you get old and then all of a sudden everybody around you is leaving out. Amen. I don't know what the deal is. It didn't seem to used to be that way. But anymore, I'm telling you, just everywhere you turn, somebody's in trouble with their health. Somebody's leaving out. But thank God there's help in the end of our Christian experience. I want you to listen to these verses. In Romans chapter 8, if you'd like to turn there, it'd be good to read them. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again. How do you like that? Died, risen again. But watch his present ministry. Who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Now you say, Pastor, what do you mean there's help in the end? Well, how many knows, beloved, listen, when you get real sick, sometimes question marks pop up. Have you ever had that? I'm talking about question marks, amen? Let me tell you something. A faith that cannot be tested cannot be trusted. Sometimes God is, hey, God's never asked me to stick a knife in my boy. He tested Abraham's faith. That wasn't to hurt Abraham. That was to help him. That wasn't to hurt a nation. That was to help a nation. And I'm telling you, beloved, listen, God is here to help us even in the end. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Now, when you get a hold of that in the end, here's what you'll be saying. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? I'm telling you, beloved, go get you one of them copies of Fox's Book of Martyrs. There's people that took this book right here, held it right there while the flames was burning them to death. There's people that would not deny this book, and they, beloved, dipped them in hot oil and burned them to death. There's people that would not deny that book, and they hooked a horse to that arm, and a horse to that arm, and a horse to that leg, and a horse to that leg, and pulled their body in sunder. But before they would deny Jesus, and before they would deny the Word of God, they said, hey, you can do a lot of things, but you can't separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. A genuine faith in the end of the way. The Bible said, as written, for thy sake we're killed all the day long. We're counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things. How many's ever been in a low valley and you felt like anything but a conqueror? You felt like you was being conquered. You know what makes a difference? That one that's sitting at the right hand of God the Father. That one, beloved, listen. You say, Pastor, have you ever failed? I couldn't count the times I failed. But I tell you, I can count the times he's failed. Zero. Never has he failed you. Never has he failed me. Sister Pat over at Oak Glen and Brother Dale, they used to sing a song, though I failed the Lord, he's never failed me. And that's a truth, beloved. Amen. Oh, in the end, he's going to help us. I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. Don't you feel sorry for people that believe you can lose your salvation? Let me just say this. If it's yours, you can't lose it. But salvation that's of the Lord, you ain't never going to lose it. Why, brother? Why? Because there's one sitting at the right hand of the Father. Amen. It's not on your merit. It's on His grace that we're saved. We don't deserve it. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. The Bible said in Psalm 23, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Boy, you get a lot of things out of Psalm 23, But I'm going to tell you what ought to stir you up. Them two little words, with me. Amen. He's with me when I got started. He's with me on the journey. And thank God Almighty, He'll be with me in the end. Amen. The Bible said, Thou art with me, Thy rod and Thy staff that cover me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Let me give you this. Beloved, David is writing this, and he's got many enemies. But thank God we've got a Bible that says the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Amen. Death cannot hurt the child of God. It's just a changing place from here to there. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. I'll be in the house. I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Watch this now. Here's old Apostle Paul. He said, I'm now ready to be offered. I'm talking about help in the end of the Christian experience. And the time of my departure is at hand. Timothy, pray for me. I'm scared. No. Timothy, let me tell you what I've done, son. I fought a good fight. He said, Timothy, he's teaching in the book of Timothy, you got a lot of course in front of you. But he said, my course is finished. I finished my course. He said, I've kept the faith. He said, that henceforth, because of that, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And L. Paul said, listen, don't forget about all them other believers, not for me only, but for all them also who shall believe. Say amen. Unto all them also that love His appearing. You say, has help in the end of our Christian experience? Yep. I thought about one more man real quickly, and I'll move on. I thought about that thief on the cross. Not too many people think about him as being a Christian, but he was. Amen. One word, Lord. 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 You go all the way through that crucifixion and they're both railing on Him. If Thou be the Christ, if, come down and get us down. Jesus Christ from the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. There's a thief that changed his mind. How many's glad you changed your mind one day? And you realized your need of Him. Say amen. Oh, I tell you, listen to me. I used to live a life that was full of ifs. If I am, if I'm not, if I am, if I'm not. Oh, how sad, how sickening, how miserable I was. But oh, thank God, oh, happy day when there come a day and I said, Lord, hallelujah, forgive me, amen. And that's exactly, Brother Junior, what he did. Amen, he forgave me and wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life where it'll be sealed forever, forevermore. Now let me give you this tonight. We still got 5 or 6 more minutes. If we run overtime, we've got about 10 minutes. If we go into the second overtime, we got 15 minutes. Let's see what we got here. Amen. All right. I said, number one, He's helping the Christian. Number two, get a hold of this. He's holding the creation. You can stay up tonight if you want to, worrying about. let me just say this. The one that's holding this thing together is sitting right there at the right hand of the Father. There ain't no president holding it together. There ain't no Democrat tearing it apart. There ain't no Republican tearing it apart. There ain't no independent tearing it apart. It's our God that's sitting at the right hand of the Father. Listen, you say, Pastor, where'd you get that? I'm glad you asked. The Bible said, who being in the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person and upholding all things by the word of His power. Beloved, it's our Lord that's upholding this thing. Amen. Listen to what the Bible said in Colossians. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by Him were all things created that are in heaven, in earth, visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. Amen. Listen, if you get to study in science, there's nothing wrong with that. The Bible talks about a science falsely so-called. We got a lot of that these days. But if you get to study in science, they'll teach you that if we were just a little bit closer to the sun, we'd burn up. if we're just a little bit further away, that we'd freeze to death. Are you listening to me? You say, preacher, who is it that put it just right? Who is it that makes it spin just right? Amen. I'll tell you who it is. It's that one that's sitting at the right hand of the Father. By the way, Brother Jason, you're going to love this. Old cornbread's going to love this. Amen. You know what I found out today? I believe in climate change. I got scripture. Genesis 8:22. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. If there ain't some climate changing in there, ain't something wrong, say amen. Are y'all aware it's not July in East Tennessee? It's wintertime. Amen. I ain't talking about that climate change. Oh, Al Gore, he's up there at Davos. And you know where he's at now? Oh, it's going to get bad in 2050. Oh, you know where he was in 2000? Going to get bad in 2025. 2025 done come and gone. So he got to give him another year for it to get bad in. I'm telling you, people lost their ever-loving mind. Are you listening to me? Oh, I like this. Listen to Proverbs chapter 8. The Lord possessed me in the beginning. This is prophecy concerning Jesus of his way. Before his works of old, I was set up from everlasting from the beginning, or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth, and there were no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. While I was yet, he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep. Watch this. When he gave to the sea his decree that the waters should not pass his commandment. Let me tell you something. I don't care if you live in Florida or California. It's him that says it stops right there. He's the one. Are you listening to me? That's why we can have confidence in him. That's why we don't have to worry about it. Say amen. It's not a man that's telling the water where to stop. It's God Almighty. Amen. He's holding his creation. When he appointed the foundations of the earth, then I was by him as one brought up with him. And I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable parts of the earth. And my delights were with the sons of men. Oh, it's a blessing tonight. Job 38 said this, or who shut up the seas with doors when it break forth, as if it had issued out of the womb, when I made the cloud the garment thereof, and thick darkness a swaddling band for it, and break up for my decreed place, and set bars and doors, and said, hitherto shalt thou come, but no further, and here shall thy proud waves be stayed. How are y'all listening to me tonight? He's sitting right there. What's he doing? He's holding this thing together. Say amen. He's helping the child of God. He's helping the Christian. But I'm telling you, beloved, he's the one holding this thing together. Amen. I'll tell you, that'll help you. Amen. They can sit up there in Washington and fight all they want to. Listen. We know the real King. We know the King of Kings. Amen. And I thank God he's holding his creation. One more thing and I'm done. I'll give it to you real quick. The last thing that he's doing sitting there, first of all, he's helping the Christian. And then next, he's holding the creation. I got to think about this today. I started to look it up. And boy, I wish right now as a singer, I'd light in, he's got the whole world in his hand. Oh, one day there's a little boy born, last day of 1959, he had that little bitty baby. I didn't know it. But he knew it. He had that little bitty baby in his hand. Hallelujah to God. Do you understand tonight that he's sitting there holding it all together? Amen. Helping the Christian. Holding it, the creation, holding it all together. And then tonight, what's he doing sitting there? He's honoring his children. You say, Pastor, I don't know what you mean. Well, let me help you tonight. First of all, there he is sitting there. How many remembers when he did this? Why did he do that? Anybody remember? Stephen was coming home. Stephen had been stoned to death. Stephen said, I see the heavens open. And I see Jesus standing at the Father's right hand. You say, now, Pastor, that was Stephen. Y'all, have you ever read enough Bible to understand he's no respecter of persons? Now, listen to me. I'm not going to be dogmatic and say he stands up every time a child of God comes home, but I am going to be dogmatic enough to say this. The Word of God said there's joy. Not talking about the angels, in the presence of the angels over one sinner that repenteth more than... Now listen to me. I'm just a man of reason. If God's going to get happy when we get in, don't you think he'd get happy when we get home? Amen. If God's going to have joy, the Lord Jesus is going to have joy in his heart when we get in. Remember this. Remember this. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. I don't know about you, but in the Bible, Luke chapter 15, the Bible teaches there's lost sheep, and then there's a picture there. There's joy in the presence of the angels over one sinner that repenteth. The sheep was lost. The silver was lost. And I won't split hairs with you over this. I believe there's a dual application. But I believe the story of the prodigal son, all of those things were talking about something that was lost. If you read after the father, he said, this, my son, was lost. Remember that? Lost. I believe all three parables are given in the context of it. You say, Pastor, why did Jesus even give those parables? Because there's a bunch griping in the front part of the chapter saying, he eats with sinners. Oh, glory to God. I'm glad he does. Ain't you? I'm glad he does. Amen. Oh, beloved, there's joy. Now listen, the Bible said this, and I'm done. Glory to God, in the first overtime, I'm done. Therefore, we're always confident. Are you confident of this tonight? That to be absent from the body is to be present. There's no question mark in my mind, Brother Billy. When I breathe my last breath here, I don't know. Listen, I don't claim to know all about it. Some people can seemingly explain it. I don't think we get our glorified body at that time. I think that happens in the rapture when Jesus comes back. We're changed in a moment, a twinkling of an eye. But somewhere or another, right now, I said right now, they recognize each other over there. You remember that? You remember that rich man when he died? Father Abraham. Oh, there was a great gulf that he could see over yonder. Send Lazarus. That he may dip the tip of his finger in water. Amen. I'm just telling you, beloved, I can't explain it all. It'll be fine until we get our glorified body. Amen. But somewhere or another, they know each other over there. But you know, the main thing is not that they know each other. The main thing is that one sitting at the right hand of God the Father knows every one of his children. And he's looking forward to them getting home. Amen. He got happy when we got in. And I promise you, he's going to get happy when we get home. And guess what? We're going to get happy too. So we might as well just practice being happy, turtle. On the way. Amen. I like this. I'm about done. I'm going to get up there and I'm going to say, Lord, where's turtle? He's going to say, ain't no turtles up here. And they all walking good up here. Amen. Ain't nobody coming across the parking lot in a wheelchair. Ain't no turtles up here. Amen. Amen. I mean, he's glad you come tonight. Glory to God. What's he doing sitting there? He's doing what he's been doing ever since he sat down. I am the Lord. I change not. That's what he said. Let's stand to our feet tonight.